You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain. I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and Super Smiles. Welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure. I'm Megan Blake here with Smiley, my giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. And today, Toot Sweet the Travel Kitty's in the room with us too. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, the largest pet podcasting and Wi-Fi network in the world. Our show explores super smiley adventures with our pets. And I know that if we're open to it, animals will always lead us on amazing adventures. Whether they're traveling out in the world trips or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery or just plain fun super smiley adventures. Today, our adventure includes all of the above. We're going to Dogtown at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, which is the largest animal sanctuary in the United States, covering thousands of acres devoted entirely to saving and rehabilitating animals. You remember Dogtown from the highly acclaimed National Geographic television series? Well, I had the amazing privilege to volunteer at Dogtown, which is nestled in the breathtaking Angel Canyon surrounded by the Golden Circle of National Parks in southern Utah. And Holly Curtis is with us today to tell us all about Dogtown. Hey, Holly, welcome.
Thank you for letting me talk to you today.
Oh, we're so excited that you're here. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to talk with Holly Curtis, and she'll tell us what's up at Dogtown's. Oh, Smiley likes this one. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back on Pet Life Radio, a super smiley adventure, today with Holly Curtis from Best Friends Animal Sanctuary's Dogtown. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you.
So, Holly, I've been to many dog rescues and animal sanctuaries, but when I visited Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, I was literally awestruck with the immensity of the sanctuary and with the peace and tranquility of the animals and the caregivers. But at the same time, the joy and great energy and passion of all these people for these animals. And Dogtown is a perfect example of this. Now, I know Best Friends believes kindness to animals builds a better world. So for our listeners who have never been there, how would you describe Dogtown?
Oh, well, Dogtown is maybe a little bit louder and more chaotic than maybe the rabbits or the cats. The cats tend to be a little quieter. Dogtown is an amazing place. There's a lot of energy. The dogs, we have over 400 of them living with us, and they all contribute an awful lot of energy to all of us that work there.
So how's Dogtown different from other dog sanctuaries and rescues?
Well, for one thing, this is their home. Dogtown is not, the sanctuary is a, if need be, permanent home for animals that don't have any place else to go. And so we treat it as such. They have indoor areas. They have an outside run. They are walked. They get to go on sleepovers. So it isn't, they have as much space as we can possibly provide for them and as much stimulation as we can. We have trainers that work with them, get them ready for hopefully their forever home, and we adopt as many out as we possibly can. So it's a little different because we have a staff that can devote time just to them.
Right. You said, let me sort of sum all of this up. You said there are almost about 400 dogs there, and this is, it's treated as though this is their home, but these dogs are also being rehabilitated for adoption. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Our ideal is to get them into a good, loving home.
Right, right. No more homeless pets is one of your missions at Best Friends, right?
Right, right. And we take that very seriously. We want them, we would like to have maybe go out of business so that because every animal is in a home.
Wouldn't that be amazing if there were no need for animal shelters or rescues? That would be an amazing, amazing goal. And you all are actually helping, working towards that. I know that the euthanasia rate in shelters has gone down since you all started this program. And you also have spay and neuter education program and all kinds of ways to help animals on a large scale. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and we do encourage our credo, our program of No More Homeless Pets, is also helping assist shelters that want to go no-kill, that want to provide, you know, good service for their animals in their community. So it isn't just at the sanctuary that No More Homeless Pets is important. We would like to see that everywhere.
Yes, and I also had the wonderful privilege of meeting the people in Florida at Florida's First Coast No More Homeless Pets, Rick DeJean, and they do an amazing job there in Jacksonville. And Super Smiley has a flash mob for pet adoption where he's going around raising the energy and having people dance and go out and adopt pets. And some of Rick's First Coast No More Homeless Pets comrades danced in his last flash mob. So we're all there shouting it out for you.
Smiley's a good spokesperson.
He's a spokes dog, yes.
Yeah.
Well, back to Dogtown. Yes, you mentioned sleepovers. This is so much fun. I want to share this with our listeners too. When you go to Dogtown, you sign up that you want to be a volunteer. And what happens is you're assigned a dog to walk or an assignment for the day or the morning. Is that right? Would you explain how that happens so we can encourage everyone to go volunteer at Dogtown?
Oh, the dogs love the volunteers. And so we have a lot of visitors that come to the sanctuary, and a lot of those visitors volunteer. And we understand that a lot of visitors are on a time schedule and can't volunteer, but the people who do have some time to spend with the animals can sign up to volunteer, and they can choose if they would like to be with pigs or horses or dogs or cats, depending on their preference. And if they come to Dogtown, then we assign them to an area. And that's generally a building that houses lots of dogs. And they can poop scoop, walk dogs. They can help the caregivers with feeding. There's all kinds of things to do. And they can go into the dog's room and just be with them, just pet them, just love them. And so it's all good, all the time that they spend with the animals. I mean, it's a win-win situation. The people have a great time, the dogs have a great time. And then if they are interested, if they're going to be in the area for the night, then they are welcome to take a dog for a sleepover. And that helps the dog kind of get into more of a home environment. They're in a motel room with a bed. They get to go walking down the streets of Kanab, which is our closest town. And so they get to spend the night. It's a sleepover. So the dogs love it. And the people bring the dog back the next day. And they tell us it's actually very helpful also, because what happens on the sleepover goes into the dog's record. And if they travel well in the car, or they do really well in a motel room, they like to sleep on the bed, all of that, the volunteer tells us about that. And then if somebody is interested in adopting that dog, they already know that that dog has been in a car, that they like being in a car, or maybe they don't. But it all helps us get a different perspective of the dog, because we see the dogs here at the sanctuary. The volunteers get to take the dog out and show them the world a little bit.
That is so amazing. And one of my original questions was, how is your sanctuary different from others? And that is a massive, massive difference. You have hundreds, you probably have thousands of volunteers that come through every year. So these dogs get socialized with different types of people, with men, with women, with older people, younger people. And just to tell everybody a little bit about my experience at Dogtown, it's gorgeous. It's on the top of a mountain, a beautiful plateau surrounded by beautiful red mountains with the shadows coming across. It's just absolutely gorgeous. I went during the winter and there was snow on the ground. Oh, and when you mentioned the different areas, Holly, the areas are these little buildings with dog runs and indoor dog parts, and you're assigned to an area and then you're assigned a dog. And I was allowed to take my dog for a walk, and we walked in these beautiful trails with the cactus plants and the beautiful high desert flowers blooming through the snow. It's absolutely magical. If any of you have time to do this, It must be on your to-do list for this year, not your bucket list, your to-do list for this year. It's absolutely amazing. And then I did take a dog. Honestly, I took dogs on sleepovers every single night, and it was the dogs love it so much. They cuddle up with you. They're just so grateful. Don't you find that, Holly, that they know that people really love them and want to help them?
Well, they do. And it's amazing how some dogs who have never had the privilege, the experience of being in a home, instinctively know to crawl up on the bed and snuggle up. I mean, they just automatically do that. And when I started working here, of course, when you work here, you fall in love with an animal at least once a day. You meet a new one and fall in love. And I had a dog that was one of my favorites, and I took him on sleepovers because my dogs at home might not have liked having a visitor. And so I would get a motel room, and invariably he would jump up on the bed. He loved being in the car. It's like they have been with you their whole life, just on that sleepover.
That's exactly right. That shows again how these animals, they bond so quickly and so deeply. They forgive so quickly if they've been mistreated. They know what to do. They're pack animals, and they're observing their pack, and you're in the nice soft bed and they want to join you, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's right.
It's amazing how, and the evaluations that volunteers tell us, and like I said, that is important because it helps with adoptions, because we know how that dog reacts outside of their run here at the sanctuary. And that's important to know, because if you're going to take a dog home, it's so helpful that the volunteers take them and do this, aside from spoiling them for the night.
Yes. And that's a good spoiling. These dogs, they've come from all different types of situations, and they deserve a little bit of TLC. And another story that goes along with what you just said, for one of the nights, I had a dog that was just so loving, and she got in the bed and she just loved it. And then when I took her back, she was all happy. But then when she saw that she wasn't going to go home with me, her face changed. She got very, very sad. And I wanted to take her home, but I think she got adopted right away, but it just made me so sad to take her back to the kennel, to the area. And I said to one of the workers there at Dogtown, this dog must have had a wonderful home, because she just really knew, you know, about a home, and she didn't want to go back to the kennel. And they told me, no, this dog had been tied to a tree her entire life. But like what you just said, Holly, she knew the difference. She knew the way it should be done and the way dogs should be treated, which is like part of the family. And yeah. I so honor and I'm so thrilled to be able to share the story of Dogtown, so everyone knows to go volunteer, to go check out Dogtown and Best Friends on the website. Give them the website they can go to, Holly.
Bestfriends.org is our website, and you can go from there and read about individual animals from all the areas, not just Dogtown. And also, in addition to volunteering, we love visitors. So if you can't do a sleepover, if you don't have time to spend time in an animal area, we offer tours at Best Friends. We take you around the entire area, which is over 3,000 acres. So it is a big place, and we love visitors. So it's not just the volunteers. You know, it is, like you said, it is a spectacular area, and it's definitely worth seeing if you're ever in this part of the country.
It is definitely worth seeing, and in my opinion, it is worth volunteering. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, Holly, and we'll be right back. Everybody, can you wait, Smiley? Good boy.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to A Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio. Today we're talking with Holly Curtis from Dogtown at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. Hi, Holly. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So we're talking about all the dogs at Dogtown and how they're socialized, and volunteers can come work with them and train them. When I was there also, I saw lots of litters of puppies coming through Dogtown, and I got to do a really special assignment one morning. I had a puppy class, and everyone was assigned to a puppy, and they knew nothing. Tell us about these puppy classes.
Well, puppies are pretty irresistible. You know, I don't know anybody that doesn't fall in love with a puppy. But in order to get them ready for hopefully a good adoption, they need to learn some things. They need a couple of skills, life skills. So if a puppy has spent its very short life here at the sanctuary, as it gets old enough, in other words, it has its vaccinations and it's safe to be around people, it's not going to get sick, it's had all of its vaccines, it's time to introduce them to people so they know how to greet people without jumping on you. So we offer puppy classes for volunteers that come to Best Friends. And you go into a room and the puppies all come charging in, depending on how many puppies we have ready for school at that time. And they live in an area called the preschool. And the volunteers are in a room and they get a puppy, and the puppies learn to, for example, walk on a leash. Now, that doesn't mean that they walk perfectly on a leash, but when a puppy has never had any control on its neck or on a harness, it doesn't know what that feels like. So these sound like really basic skills, just being around people, being petted, being handled. One of the things we do in the puppy class is handle the puppies, hold them, touch their paws, touch their ears, look at their teeth. Because when a puppy is adopted and goes to a vet, that vet is going to feel their paws and look in their ears and look in their mouths. And the puppy needs to not think that's a scary thing. So when volunteers spend time with puppies, these sound like silly little things at first, but they're hugely important because the puppies have never experienced it.
They are hugely, hugely important. And I'm amazed at how organized and structured programs are at Best Friends at Dogtown to make well-adjusted dog turned out into the world. Like you said, handling the puppy's ears and teeth and eyes. And what you said, I want to confirm what you said. These puppies, they charged in the room. We had big puppies and they were jumping and we put on the leash and they're twirling. It's like you had a rodeo pony. They're twirling with the leash in their mouth, of course. That's all taken, but they're all having fun. And that was the goal of that class, was just to let them see that all of this is fun, that it's happy, that they can make eye contact with the person and see what they want. But first they have to see that everything is happy and fun and wonderful. And like I said at the very, very top of this show, everything at Best Friends to me, it struck me as being joyful and energized and having just a wonderful, wonderful spirit of sanctuary.
It is. And the puppies have a great time. But, you know, honestly, I have to say that the volunteers that spend time with the adult dogs or the puppies, I don't mean to sound like a cliche, but usually people say, I had more fun than the dog did.
Well, another thing that I noticed is that the employees there, the workers there at Best Friends at the sanctuary at Dogtown, they were all so happy and supportive and joyful. It was not representative of the real world, you know, where we have some happy people and some are not quite so happy. And I actually mentioned that, and I was told that in looking for people to represent Best Friends and to work there, that they actually look for people who are joyful, who have that heart of giving. And it really shows through. It's an amazing place. I want to say this again. You all have to go volunteer. It will be. I've been around animals my whole life. I have animals. I have two dogs, two horses, and a cat. And I'm just around animals all the time. But going to Best Friends was a life-changing experience. It truly opened up. I feel like it opened up another energy center within me. I cannot say enough. So when people go to bestfriends.org, is it easy to find how they can sign up to do this, or how they can just even come visit, like you said, or send money or see pictures? Is the Dogtown, does it have its own site there?
On the front page, you can access, there's always a list of current stories. We have our adorable adoptables. So if you're interested in adopting, you can click on adorable adoptables and it tells you a little bit about that dog. And we are honest if a dog, for example, might not like cats, and we know that. We put that on the website so that, you know, if you have cats at home, you know, we want it to be a good matchup. And there is a site that says visitors and volunteers, and you can click on that and it will take you to that site and give you all kinds of information about coming here.
Great. So you start with bestfriends.org and you just find your way to Dogtown.
Yep, and there's even, if you go to the bottom, you can even find our job openings if you're interested in making a switch and coming. At the bottom, it says careers, and if you click on that, it will give you all of our current job openings.
Oh, that is really, really good to know.
I have to tell you, I've never had a job where I fell in love every day. And at Best Friends, you fall in love every day.
I like that one. You may be seeing me real, real soon. I like that one. After we did the puppy class, I was able to take one into a big agility room too. And they played and they went through the agility course. And it's amazing how quickly dogs learn when they are handled in a way that they're positively reinforced and all the people are happy. Don't you agree that these animals are just amazing?
Well, they are. And, you know, a lot of times animals, we all need to learn new stuff. And so when we take the dogs into an area that we have some agility equipment, it stimulates them. They get exercise. It stimulates their brain a little bit. And that's important, too. You know, it's one thing for our caregivers and our volunteers to take dogs for walks, because that's stimulating, but then to take him into a big area where there's seesaws and hoops to jump through. And so even not just puppies, the adult dogs benefit from, you know, and then sometimes we'll go in there and throw a ball for them and then we'll hide the ball and make them find it. And that keeps them interested in life.
Right. I believe that that type of stimulation actually raises their aptitude. I know that sort of goes against the definition because the aptitude is how, where you can go, but I believe it literally opens up the aptitude to go even higher. That's been what I've observed. It's wonderful for them.
Yeah. It's like if we sit in front of the TV all day and mush out, we don't have a lot of energy, and the dogs need to not sit and mush out too. They need to learn things. Yeah.
That's right. You know what? You've inspired me. As soon as we finish this show, I'm going to take Angel and Smiley for a walk so we don't just mush out. I like that. Also, Best Friends, we're talking about all these happy things, which it all is wonderful, but you all have gone in and done some very, very serious rehabilitation. Like you got, tell us about the Victory Dogs. What does that mean?
The Victory Dogs they've been here for, several years now.
Tell everyone who they are. The Victory Dogs, this is a positive, happy name for Michael Vick's dogs, the dogs that were rescued from Michael Vick. And in Best Friend style, they are called the Victory Dogs, and they are major, talking about spokes dogs, they are major spokes dogs for what can be done in dog rehabilitation, right?
Oh, it's been an amazing experience watching these Victory Dogs here. And we do like the name Victory Dogs because the dogs that came here were saved. They had a better life, and it was a victory to be able to come here. These were fighting. They were dogs that lived in a fighting environment. 22 dogs came to Best Friends from that bust, everyone remembers the dog bust of the fighting ring. And 22 came here. Probably half a dozen have been adopted out, and they have a good home here, and the dogs that have been adopted out have a wonderful home in their forever home. They got positive human contact, which is so important for dogs that have had kind of an abnormal life. Dogs that have been crated or used not necessarily what we would call positive things like dog fighting and things like that. So their interactions with humans hasn't always been good. And they came here and they had to learn that people are good, people are kind, people will take care of them. Mm-hmm. And to watch these dogs transform was just amazing.
I agree that watching those dogs or any animal transform is truly amazing. My horse was going to slaughter because he had been made dangerous from abuse. And just within not even within a week, I'd already made friends with him. So once he was taken out of that environment, there were no more problems. It's just a matter of handling the animals correctly and kindly and gently and communicating in a way that they can understand. Don't you agree with that?
Yes, and you know, when a dog is treated well and gently and kindly with love, any animal responds to that. And I suspect that when they're not treated with kindness, that they know there's something wrong here. You know, this is not right. This is not a good thing. And so if you can help them and offer them some love and some kindness, then they respond in an amazing way.
They
become joyful.
That's right. And you can learn so much from them. I look at my animals. They're my family. I'm their leader and their caretaker, but I know they are my healers and teachers. Animals can teach us so much. You said you fall in love every day. Do you learn something new every day as well?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes. They teach compassion. They teach living in the moment. It's really a joy to be able to be around animals. It really is.
It absolutely is, Holly. Thank you so much for coming on A Super Smiley Adventure and for sharing Dogtown and all your amazing dogs with everyone. I hope everyone goes and checks out bestfriends.org and seriously considers volunteering or at least visiting Dogtown. And Smiley wants me to share something with you, Holly. I mentioned this earlier. Smiley is on a mission that I know the dogs at Dogtown would think is possum. He's got a flash mob for pet adoption that's touring the country. It's the Super Smiley Anniversary Tour, which is a celebration of pet adoption, because we want people to be happy when they think about pet adoption, to get up and dance and then spread the word and go out and adopt a pet. That's what we think. And I think that that goes right along with your mission as well, right?
Excellent. Excellent. And you and Smiley need to come back and visit again.
We would love to. We would love to. Smiley's videos, y'all can check out his videos. They're at youtube.com/Megan Blake, and his page is smileythedog.com. That's just awesome. Adopting any animal, whatever the best fit is. Like you said, Holly, you got to get the right dog for you, or if you're a cat person or a dog person or a gerbil person, you just get the right pet and save a life. That is absolutely the way to go.
Okay, and we'll see when you come back.
I would love that. Thank you, Holly, and Dogtown and Best Friends for joining us on A Super Smiley Adventure here on Pet Life Radio, which is the largest pet podcasting network in the world. And one more shout out to Toyota for their pet safe program. Buckle up and enjoy your adventure. Thank you again, Holly and Dogtown. We'll see you next time. Woof! Smiley just woofed. Woof! And super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.